It's been 10 years since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. 26 people were shot dead, including 20 children between the ages of 6 and 7.
Gun control now!
At the time, gun control advocates hoped it would be a turning point. Surely this would catalyze federal action to limit the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. But at the annual National Vigil for Victims of Gun Violence in Washington, D.C., a tradition begun after Sandy Hook, Joe Biden, who was the first president to attend, made it clear he wasn't satisfied with what has been achieved, such as the gun control legislation passed last summer.
Together, we've made some important progress. Most significant gun law passed in 30 years, but still not enough.
Even the most ardent supporters of that law describe it as modest. The key provision was expanding background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds before they buy a gun. In the absence of the bipartisan congressional action needed for meaningful gun control legislation, state legislatures have been acting, responding to public outrage following mass shootings and instituting strict regulations. For example, following a high-profile mass shooting, Democrats in Virginia passed a raft of gun control legislation, but those efforts have been put into jeopardy following a Supreme Court ruling last year. The court decreed that only firearm regulations that were part of the historical tradition of the U.S.'s gun laws were constitutional. For those fighting gun control, the courts have now become the main weapon to roll back whatever efforts have been passed legislatively. They say the ruling means if a gun law wasn't on the books in the 18th or 19th century, it isn't constitutional.
There were very, very few restrictions. Extremely hard to find any kind of restriction back then. And that's what the Founding Fathers wanted to keep.
But lawyers fighting for gun control say this is a misreading of both the ruling and of history. First, they argue that contrary to popular perceptions, restrictive gun permit laws were in place by the late 19th century around the country. And they feel an assault weapons ban is consistent with the Supreme Court judgment.
Assault weapons are not for self-defense. They're not suited to self-defense. They're not used for self-defense. It is about an individual right to self-defense outside of the home. It doesn't say that it's about a right to take a gun and walk into a school and gun down a bunch of kindergartners.
So the expectation is that mass shootings will continue in 2023, as will bursts of outrage and calls for something to be done. But for now, meaningful gun control remains some way off. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.